Good afternoon. You are listening to CITR here on 101.9 FM. The next radio hour is Mixotroph, the best in world music. I'm your host, Noel Z, and I'm grateful to be broadcasting, as always, from unceded ancestral traditional Musqueam territories here on UBC campus. It's a beautiful sunny day, and I'm very excited for this this radio hour. I have here some members of a band that I really dig, that I've been following for the last year and a half. The band is called Super K, and they are described as Balkan psychedelic surf music. And if you're wondering what do those words together mean, that's a very valid response, but we're going to get to that. We're going to play some of their music later on in the episode. But we have them here in the studio, and I'm very excited to welcome them and have a interview talking about Super K, formerly known as Super Crystal. You may know them as Super Crystal. And just having a chat with them and describing. So welcome, guys. We have Nick and Andrew here in the studio. Thank you guys for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so first of all, can you guys, first of all, just say what instrument you play in the band, where you're from, your kind of like musical heritage, and then finally, maybe like an early childhood memory, earliest memory of music or something in your childhood that kind of was influential to you?
I'm from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. An early memory of music that I think, I remember going on a road trip when I was quite young and hearing, must have been like a CD of like Best of the Police.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that's something I remember being kind of catchy. And what was the other question?
You're a bass player.
I play the bass.
The Police, yeah. Is that something that your parents kind of put you onto, like that kind of scene?
Yeah, I always liked the Police more than Sting, because I feel like my parents had a Best of Sting, and there's some good songs, but my mom kind of stayed on the Sting train, and I kind of feel like as it went on, I just didn't connect with that anymore. But
yeah, yeah, I think that's valid. I mean, I grew up on a lot of Police. I think that's a pretty like general dad kind of scene. I've been in a lot of dad's cars, like listening to the Police. But yeah, there's so much great music. Synchronicity is like one album that I revisit a lot. So that was like kind of a early formative kind of thing for you, or you know, you just have memories being in the car, just listening to the same tracks.
That's like
tracks.
The first music I remember hearing, and then like I remember like when I was really young. I mean, like my sister really liked the Spice Girls and stuff, so I'd hear her listen to that. And when I first started playing, I was into like sort of punk music. Like I really liked the Clash and Sex Pistols and different kind of bands like that.
Wasn't expecting that to the sound that you have come to now. But that's interesting that you started in those kind of punk circles. Cool. What about you, Mick?
I'm a guitar player, and early memory for me is also probably like music from my dad.
Yeah.
Just listening to him like play. My dad is also a guitar player. He plays like a lot of country kind of rock music, mostly like around the campfire.
Okay.
And so we used to do a lot of camping when I was a kid, and my dad was always playing guitar, and that was like a really, and I mean, it's still like an awesome time and memory for me listening to him play. Actually, it's also funny too, the first song that I learned on guitar was a Clash song.
Really?
Yeah, that was like some of my favorite, like the first music I got into on my own was like ska music when I was like 12.
Right.
Okay. And then I got into punk, and then when I was like 17, I started getting into Balkan music.
Okay, and is that part of your heritage?
My mom's side is Serbian.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
But know, like my grandparents are big folk dancers.
Okay.
But that side didn't really play much music. Mm-hmm. It's mostly my dad playing music.
So folk music as in like Serbian or Canadian? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
like
Serbian.
Balkan folk music.
And you're from
here? Oh, and I'm from Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
Yep.
Manitoba. Okay. Yep. Cool. And how long have you guys been in Vancouver now?
I've been in Vancouver since 2015. Long
time. Okay.
Yeah, December 2015.
Right.
Yeah, I moved here in April 2015.
Okay, cool. So you guys are both kind of pretty...
Yeah,
oh, pretty like, installed
yeah.
into.
Not so.
Yeah,
yeah. It's crazy.
Sweet. Yeah. And I mean, Super K has been a thing for a while. Can you talk about the genesis of that? Because you're the original member.
Yeah,
out of you two, you
and Nicola. Yeah, started the whole thing. I mean, Nicola and I, who he couldn't make it tonight, but he's our trumpet player
yeah.
and our synth player.
Yeah.
He and I met in a band in like. I don't know, 2016 or 20, maybe, yeah, I think it was 2016 that we met, but we were playing in a brass band together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then that band broke up, we like formed another brass band, and then it kind of just like eventually morphed into me playing guitar as part of the rhythm section
okay.
instead of like a brass instrument.
What were you playing?
I was playing like a tenor horn. It's like a euphonium kind
okay.
of thing.
Okay, euphonium.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mid brass.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, and then we started playing as Super Crystal. And yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of changes.
Yeah.
And that was probably like 2018 or something that we kind of started like screwing around with. Us as like a four piece with a guitar.
Okay, so that was, you know, a year after you had sort of connected back with that music.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can definitely hear that kind of the brass band kind of influence of like, because I don't know exactly what the group you were previously sounding like, but I can mm-hmm. imagine kind of like just loud kind of
yeah,
fun
yeah, totally,
you know
yeah.
party kind of
yeah like a very mobile like brass
yeah.
band.
Great. It's like, that's yeah. awesome. And then, so that was 2018 was the original.
Yeah, something like that.
Lineup.
And then, yeah, actually before Alex was in the band, our drummer, Cole, he passed away.
Oh.
And then that was like shortly, that was just before COVID. And then Alex joined the band. We like auditioned a couple people.
Okay.
And Alex was a really awesome fit. And then COVID happened, and we kind of, everyone kind of like lost touch for a little bit for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And then Alex and I were like, it'd be really awesome to have a bass player. And so then we.
Oh, you had no bass player.
Yeah, we hit Andrew up, and then, yeah,
cool.
we just started playing. And
so, Andrew, were you just a mate with these guys, and then they
well,
just all connected?
It's kind of funny how it all connects, but originally, I'd first met Mick. I think it must have been like 2017 or
yeah, I think
but
so.
But I was working at a guitar shop in Kitsilano,
okay.
and I met Mick and the other the old drummer Cole, just as like I was like a salesperson and
okay.
he came in looking for a guitar with his friend.
And then, oh
so I,
what?
And then, but at this place I worked, it was like a lot of just dealing with like really like dads, like pharmacists, and like dentists, like really expensive guitars, and just like
right
all like. That's the usual vibe. So then the younger guys come in, and then I kind of almost was like, "Like this is kind of awesome getting to sell something to someone who's like is gonna rock
your
kind
age.
Of thing."
Yeah.
Anyway, we like I was kind of locked in with like I gotta make this sale
to make end.
Yeah, but, and I didn't know, but I kind of felt like I'm like, oh, this guy's really cool.
That's
I'm just on this thing.
And anyway. You bought the guitar, which you still use in the band.
Yep.
And then, anyway, it's funny how things work out, and I guess it's a small world, but I was playing with a different band, sort of filling in bass with a band called Illicuda.
Okay.
And then one of the guys in that band actually lived at Mick's house. So then I started jamming at this house, and then I'd see Mick there and be
oh,
like, oh,
cool.
weird. And then
yeah.
sort of got to know you, like, sort of like, I guess, more of an acquaintance in that stage,
yeah,
but
yeah.
would see you around all the time. Like,
yeah.
you'd have parties at that house and stuff. So I was aware of you, and then, and I mean, you would be at the house and we'd be jamming, and.
And I'd be listening.
Yeah, there we go.
Listening to that bass.
It's one of those funny connections like that.
And then, yeah, during COVID, like, I was actually just focused on doing, like, a school things, and was kind of really missing playing music. But okay. There wasn't an opportunity, and then it was funny because at that time I was like, I really want to play with someone, and then Mick just messaged me.
Yeah,
and he went out and jammed with Alex and Mick, and then it felt like a good fit.
From the get go.
First playing, because we would just jam and just play random stuff, and
it was fun. Well, wait, I have two questions. So the guitar shop, is that still around in Kitsilano? Because I'm trying to think of...
Oh, it was Rufus Guitar Shop.
Oh, I think it's on Alma? Just closed.
I worked there.
Okay, then that's right by my house, actually.
Oh, nice. It's a nice area.
Yeah, it's a good area, but I guess it was on its last legs.
It got
gentrified.
All went freaking down.
Yeah. Now there's new condos just across the road.
It's gonna be awesome.
Areas changing. So what was this last group that you were part of though, Andrew?
I played in a lot of bands, but Illacuda was sort of like I guess more indie rock. My friend Jordy plays keyboard in the band, and that's probably my closest like homie in that band. But we're both into like Grateful Dead and like. In that time we were really into that, but it was more like indie rock. But we were sort of the least part of the band was coming with sort of a jammy improv-y approach. I don't know. We're just having fun.
Cool.
But that band just kind of Jordan moved to Victoria, and then things just kind of fizzled out.
So was it like after the pandemic that you guys were really able to I guess you had 2018 to 2020, you had the lineup that you had now. You released your first EP during that time.
No, that was...
That was after.
Yeah.
That was like with our lineup. And I try to think of the band almost in that way, but maybe I shouldn't.
It does kind of feel like...
But it feels like this unit of Super K sort of started in like 2021.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Because it was just you guys getting your bearings after that. How was that time for you guys as like... musicians, creatives, like did you feel like you were able to get a lot of creative time out of it, or was it kind of stagnant
during the pandemic?
Yeah, or were you just like,
I don't know. I mean, it was like
writing music at all?
Yeah, I did a lot of practicing.
Yeah,
but not playing music with people for a long time was really hard for sure. Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah,
but there were some, like, I was a part of some kind of fun projects throughout the pandemic where people would be like recording, they wanted to do like a big collab song or something, and you would like record your part, and then, you know, after like a week or two, buddy would like put it all together, and it'd be like this huge fun thing.
I remember seeing that was a cool thing to come out.
Yeah, so that happened a little bit, but yeah, it was mostly just like slaving away in my room,
just practicing the scales.
Like, this isn't actually very fun, but it'll pay off in the long run.
I mean, yeah, now it's working out.
Yeah.
Cool. And were you in like other bands that kind of like helped develop your confidence playing in Super K, or your style, your sound?
For sure. Yeah. Totally. Like, I have really good friends in Seattle who I've played a lot of music with, who I think are like, they're kind of responsible for getting me into Balkan music.
Mm-hmm.
They're Greek. And so I played a lot of Greek music, a lot of Macedonian music with them. And that kind of just like fueled my sort of obsession with music of that whole region, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I continue to learn like a ton from those people.
Yeah. Because to my knowledge, like a lot of that heritage is like, you know, a lot of islands, seafaring, like Turkey, Greece, you know, different parts of Eastern Europe. Those like kind of influences are shared, right? And the sounds.
Yeah. There's a lot of really cool stuff going on musically in that whole part of the world.
So you were, but you weren't living in Seattle at that time? Okay, you were just connected with them across the border.
Was
that a hard thing to do to like
It go was down? When I was in high school.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Far
and then
out.
It got easier when I moved to Vancouver.
Okay.
But
Yeah.
I've been going back and forth for a long time, so it's relatively painless.
Okay. And that's like a second kind of musical hub home that you can tap into. Sweet. Yeah, that's because they opened for your album release, right?
That's right.
The name is of the group is
Eleni Govetas Kompania.
Eleni Govetas Kompania. Yeah, she's the
violinist.
Yeah. Amazing musicians. Yeah, that was awesome to hear that. Is that still kind of actively
Yeah, it's a band.
But mostly happening down in
Pretty
the US.
Much, yeah.
I mean, have you guys as Super K like gone down to play tour at all in the US or?
Not as our current unit, we haven't gone down.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's might be tricky, especially now, just with the.
Yeah, the, I think it's just figuring out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like logistically,
planning stuff ahead pretty far, visa, and then visas and such.
Yeah. But have you guys done tours across Canada?
No. Well, I mean, we've been to Winnipeg twice.
You guys got all the homies. Like, yeah.
2023.
They're back.
In 2023, I guess that was our first sort of trip out of town, but we kind of just had this notion to, like, we need to play in a different city, and I think you were planning to go to back home anyway.
Yeah, I found super cheap tickets. It was, like, $50 each way to Winnipeg.
Yeah, and I was able to sort of, like, I'm from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, but I was able to sort of, just through connections of playing music back in Saskatchewan, I knew of a couple people in Winnipeg, and then eventually just got a gig together there.
Yeah,
cool.
And then we flew out there.
Yeah.
And I'd never spent any time really there. Like, I saw The Who play there in, like, 2005 or...
Oh, cool.
But I drove from Moose Jaw.
Yeah. Moose Jaw, like, I don't know any, like, I'm not Canadian, obviously, but I don't, like, in my mind, Moose Jaw is, like, super rural, like,
part of. Yeah,
is that right?
It's sort of just, yeah, it's, like, there's a, it's just, it's close to Regina, Saskatchewan. It's, like, yeah, it's just in the middle of nowhere, basically. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Is there like a burgeoning scene there at all, or like musically, or like you felt like you wanted to come?
Well, honestly, like growing up, like when I was in grade 8 to probably like grade 10, 11, the music scene in Moose Jaw, like there's a lot of sort of like metalcore and like screamo sort of bands.
Oh, interesting.
But a scene that would be playing at like the Scouts Hall or, like different like sports plex, like just different sort of community halls, but there'd be shows and like there'd be like hundreds of kids at these shows.
Oh wow.
And it
okay.
was like a really lot, like a lot of energy, and it was fun to go, and like it was, these would happen quite often, but then it seemed like someone would break some chairs at a show, and then the venue would be shut down, and then it's, and then maybe it just sort of got aged out, but like by a certain time it was just like totally dead.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, then, like that youthful energy had kind of.
Yeah, like, and then I was in a band like after high school. It was like, I guess that would have been like 5 or so years after this sort of emo era there, and like we sort of had a bit of a scene there, but there'd sort of be moments, but it, I mean there's just not many people there. Mm-hmm. But there, one of my good friends still lives there. His name is Johnny Two Fingers. And he plays in a band called Johnny Two Fingers and the Deformities. And they're a really good band from Moose Jaw.
Cool. And what style is that? Is that kind of...
Like, they describe it as wrestle rock. So I kind of feel like it's almost like AC/DC, Black Sabbath, and like Cheech and Chong.
Oh, wow.
Sort of. They're the heavyweight champions of rock and roll.
That's awesome. And
John's like made like a wrestling belt and stuff.
They're so fun to see live. I saw them for the first time like when they were here. I don't know,
like maybe a couple 2022 years ago. Or,
yeah, something like that. And amazing. It was just like,
it was pretty fun.
There was wrestling going on, and there was just an insane event with like motorcycle burnouts, and like they had a pig roast, and like then this band played. It was just like they're such a fun band and engaging band to watch.
That sounds awesome. I mean, I can't really imagine that happening in Vancouver, like that kind of performance.
Yeah,
it's
that's like, pretty crazy. I still have friends there, but things change. But I feel like there is like a core like music community in Moose Jaw of people that rock. I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You make do. You have fun when.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Yeah. What do you guys like about this city here that you've moved to? Like, what do you think is unique or that you appreciate about the scene here?
Well, I guess, like, I feel like it's kind of cool just how much things change over time. And, like, currently I feel like there's a lot of variety that maybe I just wasn't privy to it earlier. But
yeah.
It just seems like there's a lot of different types of music happening.
Yeah,
yeah. I was thinking the same thing. But I also moved out of Winnipeg when I was like a teenager still,
right.
So
I
wasn't really going out a ton there, but I do think that what I do like about being in Vancouver is that, yeah, the variety is pretty great. You know, you can go out and see some like punky bands, or you can go and see, you know, there's like all sorts of cool world music ensembles that are coming through town as well. And
yeah,
like, totally. There are these, you know, jazz shows and yeah, I don't know. There's lots going on, which is pretty sweet.
I think.
When I grew up in Winnipeg, it was mostly like I was just going out to see like punk shows, and then there was like bluegrass shows.
Yeah, those like two common denominators. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's true. I would think that's in part because of just how many, I don't know, how, like the demographics of like Moose Jaw and Winnipeg, but just like how diverse, how many immigrant communities are here in Vancouver. It's like, I'm sure like there's probably diverse kind of like pockets of music communities.
Yeah, elsewhere, I'd imagine so. Yeah. It's something that I wasn't really aware of, or I'm not really aware of just because I don't live there anymore.
But yeah.
I see Winnipeg as like a pretty multicultural place for sure.
Right. And here it's good. Like I know that Zameen Art House has like hosting a lot of like Iranian musicians over there. There's guys like Los Duendes who you guys have performed with.
Yeah.
Big Latin American community.
Totally.
Which is cool to see. Cool. Wonderful. Well, I would like to share some music. We've been talking for a little while. We're going to jump to an ad break and then play some Super K. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Mixotrope. Top-notch service. Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
If you enjoy bluegrass and old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town. But don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
Tune in to Canada Post Rock with your host, P-Bone, where he plays the best in post rock, experimental, electronic, noise, and anything he can put the word post in front of. Fridays, 7:30 to 9 p.m., only on CITR 101.9. 101.9 FM. I mean, if you had a radio show, P-Bone would probably listen to your show, so...
We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR here on 101.9 FM. This is Mixotroph. The first song you heard in that set was called The Bridge by Super K off their debut album of the same name. Following that, we heard Gaucho by Steely Dan. And then the last one we heard is called Solana Solana Kosek by Azat King. Am I saying that? Yeah, right? And those two were picks from Super K members in the building right here, guitarist Mick and bassist Andrew. Can you talk about that last song, like Mick, that we just heard? Because I'm sure our listeners will be like, whoa, what is this?
It's one of my favorite artists from Macedonia. His name's Azat King. He's like one of the better and well-known clarinet players of that region for like Roma, kind of like wedding style music called Talava.
Cool.
Yeah, he's really great, Azat King.
Cool.
He's the dude.
It's interesting that you mention wedding kind of music, because we went, I saw you at Etrang de l'Air, and they're a wedding band. I think they're based out of West Africa. Is it Niger, I believe?
Yeah.
And it's like, they're a wedding band. Like, the weddings there are there to dance, and it seems similar in Eastern Europe, whereas, you know, when you picture, like, wedding music in like North America, it's kind of like
top
background
cover band.
Yeah, like cover DJ. Band, a DJ. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like not really meant for like that movement, but it's cool to see like bands like that really just
tear
it up.
Those guys will play for like 8 hours.
Wow.
At weddings.
Yeah.
Like literally all night. It's pretty unreal.
And you were saying they have like an electric like kit sort of.
Yeah. That style of music is getting just more and more electronic. In terms of like instruments, like a lot of it is keyboards now, like less string basses, like a lot of keyboards, a lot of electric guitar, and they moved away from like acoustic drum kits to electronic kits.
Okay.
And they pretty much just exclusively play with electric kits now.
Okay.
And, yeah, throughout that song they had you could hear hay going the whole time, but yeah, they have a lot of fun triggers,
fun little noise soundboard.
Let's go.
I kind of like that playfulness, right, with the music. It's fun.
It makes it hype.
Yeah, and like I see that in your music as well, like when you kind of have like kind of breaks where it's kind of like more of a like a ska influence feel, or like a drum, like kind of things that snap you out of the different kind of feelings of the song. Cool. So I have a couple more questions for you guys. What is the favorite venue that you guys have played at, or like a memorable show you've played here in Vancouver?
I don't know.
Yeah, like I feel like in the past while, like I feel like every gig we play, I really have a great time playing music.
Yeah,
And it's always like a different kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like it's never what
they're all very different.
Like never what you expect, but like Goose Hunt was really fun.
Yeah,
Goose Hunt was super fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, also, playing Tyrant Studios was really fun. I remember the first time we played there, we were just like, it just felt super comfortable. The sound check was like super short and straightforward.
Yeah, like Last Me.
Yeah.
I find that Tyrant gig was fun. Just when you go somewhere and it's just simple setup and it just sounds good and
totally just
super easy. Everything and Tyrant was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That has such a cool space, like such a cool history.
Yeah, totally.
And it's good. I mean, have they always had like kind of diverse, like jazz, I guess, adjacent stuff? Because it seems like now there's more.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of stuff going through there.
Yeah, make sure you guys check that out. If in case you haven't listened to that, Tyrant Studios, an excellent venue for all sorts of fusion music. Do you guys have a favorite venue you like to go to see shows at, or any good spots around the city that
there was I guess it's sort of sad, but like there was that new space on Hastings and I went to it like a couple weekends ago and then it like burned down. That honky tonk place, that seemed like a cool place. I hope that they rebuild.
I didn't know about that.
Awesome.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to check it out. Window was pretty small.
That's rough. You guys played at a Green Auto recently, right? Or like a couple months ago?
We played
played in February. I think it was February.
With the Houseplants.
With the Houseplants.
Oh, yeah.
We played the Russian Hall as well. The yep. last time oh, we played Russian Hall, that was a fun gig.
Yeah, that was really fun.
For Unreal City Fest.
Okay, I think that's what I'm thinking of, not Green Order. But.
Which was an awesome festival.
Yeah.
I think it's. Seemed I hope like it's it. Happening again this coming year, and everyone should go because it was amazing.
Yeah, it was like the...
It's really fun.
Yeah, really good, positive situation.
Cool. I think the first time I saw you guys was at Russian Hall with Wendis. Oh, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
Whoa! So yeah, awesome. That was a while ago. Like, back to back, it was really good.
And we played with Eleni at that gig.
Yeah, that's right.
I believe so, yeah. One thing I'm curious about is, you know, anytime I've seen you guys, it's always been smooth as butter, ice cold, you know, super tight in the pocket. But, you know, as a, like, I'm a musician myself, and I know that things always, sometimes mishaps happen, or there can be, like, things that you have to adapt to. Do you guys have any experience of that, of, like just fails happening on stage, or, like... things that, you know, to remind us that it's not always just like the this perfect, you know, curated, especially on the internet, like we see a lot of the like very cleaned up, edited, but like, do you guys have any experiences?
We definitely, speaking from my perspective, I almost feel like every gig is like, it's sort of like a battle, because these things will happen, like I sort of feel like mistakes are always going to happen. You kind of have to accept it, but it's almost like the attitude of like how you deal with it. Like, do you, cause it can almost like, if you get in your head about it, it could like derail the whole thing. Like, I remember one of the first gigs I ever played with a band I played with a really long time ago. Like, I messed up this one part, and then the rest of the gig, I was like, sort of like looking down and felt like I've let everyone down. You just got to kind of keep rocking, I think.
Yeah. Keep playing through with mistakes.
Yeah. I feel like it's always just like these weird little mistakes that, I don't know, it's like each gig is like you discover a possibility of something else that can go wrong. You know, it's just like always one-off mistakes, you know?
Yeah.
I think, honestly, I'm proud of us because I think we've done pretty well, though we did have one train wreck at a gig.
It felt that way.
It felt that way. Who knows what it actually sounded like? But you know, if you're playing it, it's like a big. It feels like a really big deal. It's the whole thing.
It's like,
you know?
Time feels slow.
Time slows
it's
down.
It's so bad. Yeah,
it's like this is just
it gets way hotter in the room.
Yeah, like I'm just sweating. What was this gig?
Was it the Cascade?
Oh, the Cascade Lounge.
I don't even know what happened, but...
I don't know, that was a weird one. Like, we're playing at a restaurant, so everyone's sitting down.
Okay.
And, like, that in itself, I just feel like isn't really a good fit for us.
Nah.
Nobody was able... We were just too loud.
We play loud.
Oh, that's terrible, yeah. Because then people are just kind of awkwardly sitting there, they're not dancing.
Yeah, that one felt sort of awkward. And then also... I remember there an element of being like that we came into it like too confident or something. Like, we're gonna be so awesome. Yeah, and then after we're like need counseling or something.
Yeah,
that can happen.
Reality check.
Yeah,
I don't know. We were planning on making a bunch of changes, or we did make a bunch of changes before the show.
To the song structures.
Basically.
I think that's. I think we flew too close to the sun.
I think so too.
I think we sort of realized from that that like if you're used to doing something a certain way, it's like don't just like we're gonna add this different part to the song.
Yeah.
Like don't just change it because it's just like your muscle memory isn't gonna catch up.
Yeah. At a certain point, your body just takes control.
Yeah.
And then you do what you were practicing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully.
But I sort of feel like since that gig we've pretty much rallied, like, I don't know. Like, personally, I usually come out of it feeling pretty good.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, cool. Do you guys have, like, building off that, any, like, advice to any people looking to start a band or just starting a band or people just interested in playing music? Like, maybe advice that you guys have gotten that have helped you with your careers?
Something that's always stuck with me was this trumpet player who I met and I listened to a lot, but he told me
something interesting, and that's listen for 2 hours and play for one every day.
Oh, interesting.
Which I thought was kind of cool. Just like, I don't know, you have to be, like, you can practice, you know, however many hours you want a day, but if you're not, like, feeding your brain with, mm-hmm. with music, it's kind of like you're in an echo chamber.
Okay. Yeah, new ideas.
And, well, one thing, and I feel like you sort of brought this into my mind, Mick, but, like, those times where, like, you feel things getting away from you, or like you're in your head when you're playing a gig, and if you made a mistake or something, but I think it's just like looking at everyone in the band and just sort of being present.
Yeah.
So, and just like knowing that you're there to like, so you're sort of there to support each other, and like you're like a unit as one thing. Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like the more I get into like into your own self of what you're just doing as yourself.
Yeah.
I think you kind of have to just. You sort of have to look and listen.
Yeah.
I think that's an important thing, and not just be like moving your hands and only thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
You gotta be listening to everyone else.
I definitely. Hear that. Yeah.
Stay present with the music.
Yeah, that helps me for sure. And also, like, I don't know, I experience like nervousness on stage every time we play, and something that I always think about, it's like I'm just playing music with my friends.
Yeah.
And I don't know, even a thought as simple as that is just like, yeah, like this is a thing that is fun for all of us, and yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, like I sort of feel like if I don't know, and I think about it that way, like, oh, this is like the most fun thing that I do pretty much, so it can't be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I like that perspective, because like you guys never seem nervous when I hear you play, but I think that's a good like reminder. It's just like you're doing it because it's fun, and like we other people just happen to enjoy it too, and like it's everyone's having a party.
Yeah, looking at each other makes a huge difference for sure.
Yeah, not being hung up in your own ego thing.
You just get stuck in your head or something. Yeah, like you're saying.
Yeah,
and then I don't know, for people who are like starting out playing music in Vancouver. I think like be supportive to other bands and be supportive to other musicians, and also like, I don't know, be a little bit competitive. Like I would love for people to bring each other up in the music scene to just like raise the caliber in our city.
Yeah.
And I think there's like a lot of really amazing stuff that the music scene could do if we were all just like more supportive and more competitive.
Can you develop on that, like being competitive with each other? Like,
yeah, well, I don't know, it's like some healthy competition. I feel like it kind of fuels me in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
where I'm like, damn, this guitar player is really awesome, and it's inspiring because like I want to be that good.
Yeah,
okay. And I also, yeah, I don't know, maybe I'm just like competitive by nature in some ways, but it's helped me grow.
Yeah.
And I don't know,
like I feel like there's through my life I can remember different gigs that I've gone to not knowing what to expect, but like when you see something that's like you can tell the person's like pushed themselves to do this thing, even if it's a totally different style or I don't know, just you, it's like, oh, like this is, like it makes you just, I don't know, like you sort of leave inspired and like be like, oh, like I want to go practice now, like
Yeah,
because I want to be like as good as these guys. It's like a sports team or something. Where
it gets you riled up.
You still shake hands at the end of the game, but also want to win.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think
you want to beat them.
I find that to be like a healthy attitude for myself, and maybe it doesn't work for everybody, but it's definitely helped me. Like,
I think that's a good perspective
in a strong way.
Yeah, right. And it seems like you guys are pretty disciplined with like all these like changes, these like wacky time signatures. It seems like you guys have that pretty like single pointed approach to like the musicianship that you want to provide. Is there any like local bands that like you guys want to like just give a shout out to, who like inspire you kind of to like up your game, or that you just have been digging in the scene in Vancouver?
We did a show a couple weeks ago. Some of our friends play in a band called Water Margin.
Yeah.
Sometimes I watch when I see their set. I'm kind of like, it's like a totally different style to what we play, but I'm like, some cool sounds.
Cool. Happening.
They're really cool.
Water Margin.
Yeah, okay. They played at the Unreal City Fest.
Okay.
And they just put out their first album.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I think they're in Ontario right now, maybe.
On tour. Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh,
they're on tour.
Okay. Cool. I have to check them out.
One band in the city that I love is the Revibrators, and the guitar player Noah Walker. Shout out to him, because that guy is amazing.
Okay. Revibrators?
Yeah. Yeah, they play at the Heatley. They're like a three-piece surf band. They're,
oh, cool.
They're on fire. Or, yeah, something like that.
They're really awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, they're on fire.
Cool. See, but I don't feel like I really know that enough about like surf music. Like, what is like surf in your guys' context? Like, I mean, what does it mean?
It's like a lot of like 1960s sort of like electric guitar music in the States.
Okay.
And instrumental Beach music. Boys,
yeah.
Yeah. Like I don't know. I'm not actually like super into surf music, but
yeah.
I listened to like my fair share of like Dick Dale,
okay,
and like the Ventures and stuff, and then, you know,
the classics.
Yeah, they're like little bands here and there.
But I feel like going to see the Revibrators, if anyone, and I'm not like a surf head at all, but if you go see them, I feel like you kind of learn like almost like the
what it's about.
Yeah, like you, yeah, because he seems to be like he's pretty locked in on what's happening.
It's
almost like a history.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to keep my eyes peeled for that. Cool. Well, it's been wonderful chatting with you guys. We're getting to the end of our radio hour here. I want to just do a quick shout out to some upcoming events, notably friend of the station, longtime host of Mantra, Raghunath K. He's hosting a wonderful event on Friday tomorrow. I think that's going to be starting around 7 or 8. Just Dance Vancouver. Make sure you check out that stuff. That's going to be kind of like world music, dance, kind of dance beats mixed with kind of world sounds. There's going to be a selection of incredible DJs. And a Brazilian drum group, which I'm excited to see that. I think they're called Batucada Alegre. So check that out. That's tomorrow. It's at 2114 West 4th Avenue. You can check out the info online. Just look up on Facebook or something, Just Dance Vancouver. It's their 30th anniversary. I know that Infidels is having a line of really great jazz shows the next couple days. You can check out their website, Infidels Jazz. Always want to put them on. Do you guys have any shows coming up or any shows you're going to that you think?
We're playing Jazz Fest this year.
Oh, Jazz Fest really is coming up about. yeah,
June 22nd we'll be playing at the free outdoor stage at Robson Square.
Yeah, at 3:15.
Oh, for free,
like that. Yep.
Yeah, free. Wow. Stage.
Excellent. That's at Robson Square on like that little
Yeah, sure, that's,
yeah, it's okay, like a free outdoor stage.
June 22nd,
Sunday.
Super K.
Yep,
that'll be a Sunday. Okay, cool. That's exciting. Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of great shows here for Jazz Fest. That just about wraps up our time. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciated the conversation, and thanks everyone for tuning in. This has been Mixotroph, World Music Explorations, Interviews, Histories. And you can catch me in 2 weeks from now. Every other Thursday, Mixotroph is from 6 to 7 p.m. And that's all from me today. Thanks so much and take care.